This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free. Join us here. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of the program tonight with you in studio. Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
And, of course, we invite you to the website. You can get interactive there and enjoy all the features that we share with you for free over at freetalklive.com. So to start things out here tonight, I had not heard about this until last night, and you know, had I heard about it sooner, we definitely would have talked about it sooner. It is the story about CBD. Daryl, what is CBD?
CBD is one of the elements of cannabis. The other main component would be THC. Now, I could not tell you what CBD stands for, but you cannot get high off of CBD.
That's my understanding, yeah.
But it does have some medicinal qualities, therapeutic qualities, depending on what term you wish to use. And
some people swear by this stuff for, like, there's rubs that you can, like, rub into an arthritic kind of joint, and people say that helps them, relieves the pain,
right.
For instance. It helps with people with seizures.
And there are some states that do not have medical marijuana, but they do allow people to use CBD oils. There are other states that, you know, they wind up having a less severe restriction or regulation on CBD than they do on cannabis that contains THC.
So there's terrible news coming out of the Drug Enforcement Agency, and that is that they are basically going to be prohibiting CBD. The story, actually, I thought I had it here, but apparently it
didn't. I actually heard something about this afternoon. The podcast that I was listening to came out a couple of days ago, but I didn't get to it in my feed until today.
Yeah.
From Roger Paxton, who's a friend of the show. He does podcasts.
The Lava Flow podcast.
Right. This was actually the shorter version called The Lava Spurt.
Yeah.
And the title of it is F the DEA, and he went into some detail on this. It's only a 7-minute podcast, but he went into some detail about exactly what CBD is, some quotes from the chief propagandist of the DEA who said that we know that cannabis is not dangerous, but it's our cash cow.
Quickly to add, according to Wikipedia, CBD is an abbreviation of the word cannabidiol, one of at least 113 active cannabinoids identified in cannabis.
Thank you, sir.
So,
you're welcome.
The story's from Inquisitor.com. Marijuana legalization advocates were shocked Wednesday when the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration classified cannabidiol.
CBD.
CBD. As a Schedule 1 drug, such a classification makes the substance illegal, even as it is openly sold in many a store in the United States. But new reports suggest the DEA may have pulled some sneaky tactics in criminalizing CBD. Their move to classify CBD oil as a Schedule 1 drug is documented in the Federal Register, where the official ruling in essence suggests that the substance is as illegal as traditional whole plant marijuana. But it was the spelling of the word marijuana that got the most attention, as it was filed as marijuana with an H instead of a J.
And that's how it's written in the Alabama Criminal Code.
A spelling that hasn't been commonplace in several decades. Was that language anomaly the DEA's way to sneak in a change to existing marijuana policy, or is the agency, as some had suggested, so out of touch that it uses a spelling straight from the days of Franklin Delano Roosevelt? According to the Washington Post, pro-weed advocates had separately made both speculations in their own blog posts. Nonetheless, the publication also spoke to DEA spokesbureaucrat Russell Baer, who asserted that the agency wasn't trying to use language to get away with classifying CBD oil as Schedule 1. He says it was merely done as a, quote, administrative measure, unquote, for record keeping. And when it came to the peculiar use of the outdated spelling, he noted the DEA uses both modern and archaic spellings interchangeably. Aside from the spelling issue, there's also the matter of whether the DEA was within its bounds or not. Pro-marijuana publication Leafy opened yesterday, or opined rather yesterday, that DEA Administrator Chuck Rosenberg made an aggressive bid to lump CBD oil in with other Schedule I drugs, concluding the substance must be illegal just because it's derived from the hemp plant. The Leafly report added that the agency had tried something similar in 2001, only to be slapped down by federal courts, but also stressed that a lot of experts in marijuana legalization advocates believe the DEA may have been overstepping its authority illegally. Now, if that's true, I sure hope somebody is going to challenge this. I don't know, you know, what the legal process is of challenging a DEA scheduling of a product.
Nor do I.
But hopefully some attorneys out there know a thing or two about this. And, you know, if you're out there and you know something, you're welcome to comment. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The big question is, what are the CBD manufacturers going to do about this? I mean, this is a huge market segment of products that nobody really thought was going to be made illegal because you can't get high off of CBD oil. You cannot do
right.
it.
Now, one thing that Roger had mentioned, and it might be somewhere in this article, is that the DEA says, well, there might be trace amounts of THC in CBD oil.
Ridiculous. Even if it's true, who cares?
Therefore, it's illegal because it's got the THC, but even if it doesn't have any THC that we can locate, it's still illegal because it comes from the plant that's illegal.
To justify the latter point, Leafly cited two ways that CBD users are protected under law. As the DEA is under the Justice Department's umbrella, the agency is prohibited under the Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment from interfering with state laws and regulations on medical marijuana. CBD oil and other similar products are covered by this amendment, even in CBD-only states where patients can only buy cannabidiol oil, but not marijuana in more traditional psychoactive forms. In other words, CBD oil may be Schedule I per the DEA's memo, but such cannot be enforced in the 28 states where medical marijuana is legal and the 16 CBD-only states.
Now, what they could do is, if these things are crossing state lines, then they would have jurisdiction.
Yeah, that's bad.
Or if it was, you know, in one of the states, handful of states, that does not allow either CBD or therapeutic cannabis.
So it's definitely bad news for people who are in non-CBD or medical marijuana states.
Yes.
You know, whether they're going to try to crack down in the states where it is legal, again, it wouldn't stop them. They've been known to target businesses in states where medical marijuana is legal just because they can. You know, they'll go in and raid a medical marijuana facility in California or in Colorado, take all of their product, take their cash, and then it's a long, drawn-out legal fight for the owner of that store or manufacturer to actually try to get their stuff back. So, I mean, they can definitely throw their weight around on this one if they want to, and it's just an outrage. I mean, I was surprised. You know, it's hard for the government to surprise me with how, you know, depraved and horrible they can be to people, but, I mean, this is pretty bad.
Nothing really surprises me when it comes to government officials.
What's ironic about it to me is that when I think of the DEA Schedule One, the first thing that I think of is that these drugs are considered by the DEA not to have any medical uses.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes.
Because I don't know if we mentioned that.
And CBD oil seems like it's specifically processed to take every other use away except for the medicinal uses.
Right.
Correct.
But not only that, as Ian mentioned, there are 28 states that allow full cannabis for medicinal purposes. And then there's an additional 16 states that allow just CBD that comes from the cannabis plant for therapeutic or medicinal purposes. So in total, you've got, I think it's like 42 or 44 states, plus the District of Criminals, that allow either THC or CBD to be used for medicinal value, but the DEA still says there's absolutely no medical benefit
at all.
Meanwhile, meth
is Schedule 2.
Schedule 2. That's correct.
Meaning that the DEA and the federal government recognizes that meth has medicinal value, medicinal purpose.
Yeah, well, you can use meth to increase your appetite for meth. And that's, you know, that can be helpful to people.
There is actually, was it Desoxin, I think, is the actual legal name for meth. That's the brand name of the manufactured same exact chemical as methamphetamine that's sold through doctors. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts, welcome, Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
join us here, the live Sunday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Not good news coming out of the federal government before the Trump administration even has come into play here. There is a new decision out of the DEA to go after CBD, which is one of the ingredients in cannabis, but it's a non-psychoactive ingredient. It is something that is used by people to relieve a number of different problems, everything from arthritis to seizures. I mean, I've known somebody who was taking cannabis oil for seizures, and it basically solved the problem of seizures for this person. I mean, so there's no doubt in my mind, and certainly no doubt in the countless minds of doctors who prescribe cannabis, who prescribe CBD, who prescribe the more psychoactive component, THC. There's obviously no doubt in, you know, millions of people's minds that CBD and cannabis, and a larger question, is medically beneficial. But as you pointed out, Johnny Ray, Schedule 1 with the DEA means that the DEA, the federal government, does not acknowledge any medical use for whatever the thing is that is on Schedule 1.
So I just wanted, I was curious, you know, what all can you treat with CBD? Did a search. One of the top results was from High Times. 10 little-known uses for CBD. I'm just going to run down the list.
Okay.
Cigarette addiction, acne, diabetes, fibromyalgia, prion, also called mad cow disease, PTSD, schizophrenia, Crohn's disease, multiple sclerosis, and insomnia.
And so now it is illegal, technically, although Leafly, which is a cannabis magazine of some sort, has pointed out that in the states in which cannabis and CBD are legal, and there are a couple few dozen of them, then this may not be something the DEA can enforce. But that doesn't mean that they won't try, because ultimately there's no real penalty for them. If they show up and steal all of the CBD oil from a CBD manufacturer in Colorado, for instance, then good luck to the owner of the CBD manufacturer in getting it back. Now he's got to bring attorneys in. Now, you know, all of his inventory is gone. How does he keep, you know, making money in that time frame to challenge the federal government? I mean, this is a very, very tricky thing to do. And they're going to point to their Schedule 1 and say, well, this is illegal. And then, you know, I don't know. Maybe nothing will happen. But I suspect that this wasn't put here for no reason.
Right.
By the way, here, according to the story over at Inquisitor.com, Leafly talked in depth about the DEA's interpretive rule from 2001 that sought to criminalize any product with any amount of tetrahydrocannabinol, marijuana's active agent, as a Schedule 1. A coalition of companies making hemp seed oil products challenged that ruling in federal court, and they emerged victorious as the court concluded the DEA doesn't have the authority to regulate drugs such as non-psychoactive hemp that are not regulated by Congress. As for the new ruling, Leafly wrote that it may be harder for the DEA to defend once someone contests the listing of CBD oil as Schedule 1. They say, quote, at least the 2001 hemp rule directly addressed hemp. DEA Administrator Rosenberg's attempt to pull CBD into the Controlled Substances Act as a Schedule 1 drug wasn't even the point of this week's rule. Rosenberg outlawed CBD under the guise of answering a question about CBD products that contain no other cannabinoids. But make no mistake, when it comes to federal register entries, there isn't a word or comma that isn't vetted five times from Tuesday by a platoon of government lawyers. Rosenberg and the DEA knew exactly what they were doing, which is why this is so scary, because it, you know, what does this portend? What is it that is going to come next? Do they already have in mind manufacturers that they're planning on targeting for raids? This, you know, this doesn't just happen in a vacuum.
Right, and I wonder how all of this is going to mesh up with the soon-to-be Trump administration and Jeff Sessions,
who is a drug warrior, as I understand it.
Horrible drug warrior. Yeah. Not very long ago said, quote, good people don't use marijuana.
Yeah, well, that will be interesting to see. And by the way, tomorrow is the big day for the electors all across the country. And so presuming Trump does end up becoming the president, will this appointee of his end up focusing on a crackdown on marijuana or CBD? Or will they let this one lie? Because it's, you know, we're to the point now where you've got several U.S. states that have actually legalized cannabis.
Yes.
So there's going to be some large level of pushback if the Trump administration decides to try to go after cannabis in a much more stringent manner. Because Obama didn't exactly, you know, take it easy with cannabis. They were still enforcing underneath the Obama administration.
Yes.
So will they continue to go in the same direction that they are, which is some enforcement in the states where the drug is legal and presumably more enforcement in the non-legal states, because there will be challenges to that. There will be challenges, you know, the question of states' rights is front and center in this particular discussion. Should the federal government be able to override the decision of not only state legislatures, but state voters as well? Most of these medical marijuana provisions, as well as the legalized provisions, have come in through the voting process. Some of the states, like New Hampshire, we have the legislative process here that legalized medicinal cannabis. And so, you know, this could be a showdown if Trump wants to have a showdown, or maybe he'll just, you know, say, hey, look, don't focus on this. There's enough that you can keep busy with.
Right. And I'm hoping, and, you know, it's not very often that, you know, I say that the Supreme Court did something good, but earlier this year there was a lawsuit filed by Nebraska and Oklahoma against the state of Colorado, and the Supreme Court refused to hear the case.
Was that the one where they were mad because pot was coming across the border?
That was the claim, is all this cannabis is coming across the border, and Colorado is helping people violate our laws here in our state.
And it was dismissed. That case.
Dismissed is not the right term, because it did go, there was, I think, some kind of hearing, but the Supreme Court refused to hear the case. And by doing so, that means that, you know, they're not going to say one way or another on the interstate commerce aspects of recreational cannabis.
So it could have been worse, is what you're saying, but it wasn't exactly the best result.
I think by them saying we're not taking a position, it's probably the least bad thing that could have happened.
How come?
Because if they did wind up hearing the case and making a decision that by individuals taking a substance across the state line, that somehow the state of Colorado was complicit in that, then it could wind up hindering or outright repealing legalization efforts.
Sure. I mean, it could definitely have been worse, but if they had ruled the opposite.
Right, that's what I say. I don't think they would have ruled the... If they heard the case, I don't think they would have ruled the opposite.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Since we're on the war on drugs as a topic, Mexico says their army is going to be staying in the streets because that'll stop the drugs, right? Let's put the military in the streets. Maybe they should try that in the United States. Do you think so? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't think so. I was just suggesting that.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air. Detox it.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us on the talk radio waves here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, if you're thinking about starting up your own website or blog, you can do it for 50% off the regular prices over at HostGator by going to hostgator.com/FTL. And that's how you get the special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there with a 99.99% uptime rating, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. And they make it super easy to get started with a one-click easy installation for WordPress, which is the go-to content management system that I prefer. That's the one that I use for the super majority of my websites. So
I think I use that for all of mine.
I wish I could use it for all of mine. There's one that I don't. HostGator.com/FTL. That's where you can go to get started and get 50% off of HostGator's regular prices if you're a Free Talk Live listener. So it's HostGator.com/FTL. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We've been discussing the federal government's DEA scheduling CBD oil as Schedule 1, which is claiming that CBD oil, which for, you know, across the country has been used for people with various different maladies. You went through a list of some of the things that it helps with just a moment ago, Daryl. And,
These were the little-known uses.
Yeah.
So the things you were mentioning were the much more commonly known.
Like arthritic pain, for instance, stopping seizures. I mean, it's a miracle drug. Cannabis on its own is a miracle drug. But the big objection to cannabis being legal is typically, well, you can get high off of that. But well, you can't get high off of CBD.
You can get drunk off of alcohol.
Sure.
And there's, you know, very little medicinal purpose for alcohol. I'm not going to say none, but very little. You know, there have been studies that, you know, if you drink a glass of wine with supper, then there's, you know, some, like, circulatory things that happen, and it improves the functionality of the liver. But if you drink a bottle of wine instead of supper, then, no, you know, it's not going to have that medicinal healing quality. It's going to deteriorate the liver.
Indeed, all things in moderation. But my point there was the normal excuse for making cannabis illegal is that someone can get high off of it. But you can't do that with CBD. They don't even have that excuse. All they can say is, well, it comes from the same plant.
It comes from the same plant, and there might be trace amounts.
Yeah, ridiculous. So,
well, you know what else has trace amounts of something on it?
Dollar bills have
trace amounts of cocaine on them.
So we should turn them all back in. They're doing in Venezuela.
Exactly.
Actually, the headline the other day from Venezuela was that Maduro has reversed his opinion and is not going to be recalling all of the 100 Bolivar notes. But maybe
I'm the reason that the Bolivar is losing value in Venezuela.
Well, I want to get into that when we get a chance, especially since we'll be talking about economics in one lesson. I think that'll dovetail in nicely with that discussion here tonight. So we'll get into the latest from Venezuela in moments. But also in other news, Mexico. Drug-related news, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said Friday troops will remain in the streets to combat drug violence after his defense minister issued a rare complaint about the controversial deployment. We'd tell you more about that. First, Greg is in Brooklyn. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Daryl.
Yes.
Hi, Greg. What's on your mind?
I wanted to follow up on a call that I did a couple days ago. You wound up discussing what I said afterwards, and I think there was a bit of a misunderstanding, so I wanted to clear it up.
Okay, what was the misunderstanding? What did you say, and what was misunderstood?
Well, I mentioned the word monopsony. Monopsony is when you have a single buyer or a buyer that's very dominant so that they could kind of get their way and call the shots, maybe lower the price for a good.
I've generally heard the term monopsony be used to describe a company that is, you know, sort of the one company that handles distribution, not production.
Yeah, he said a sole buyer was a monopsonist, right, Greg?
Right, the buyer. So the buyer might be buying on behalf of other people. And the canonical example that I think is used is, let's say you've got vouchers, school vouchers, right? So the money is taken for basic primary education from taxes, and then that money is spent by the consumers, by the people that need the education, on whatever school that they want. So failing schools need to face market discipline. Small charter schools can start. There could be private enterprise, but there's collective bargaining power. So that means you get cheaper prices if you actually collectively bargain. And you could also see this in Medicare. So that was my point, that you could see this all over the world as well. What you have today, though, with Obamacare and the market is you have buyers competing. You have grandmas competing for grandmas are not because they have Medicare. But people are competing for basic levels of health care, having to pay and tell the doctor, no, I'll pay you more. And so that drives the prices up. So I'm saying that if you're going to provide a good for everybody, like a basic level of something, it's good to have a single buyer because it drives the price down.
Hold on. I'm trying to figure out
That's
here.
How I felt, Daryl. Was like, huh?
how your claim that forcing everybody to have health insurance, and then there's all kinds of regulations to where if you, as a doctor, accept health insurance, then you have to accept Medicare and then bill everybody the same amount, but Medicare is only going to pay, say, 60% of what is billed. The health insurance companies will wind up disputing various charges, so doctors wind up doing more tests to where they wind up, you know, at least recouping something, because the insurance company is going to say, well, this test wasn't needed, this test wasn't needed, and we're not paying for those. And the doctor, well, somebody's paying for something. So the doctors are the ones driving up the price. It's not, you know, I go to a doctor and I don't say, please charge me more money.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. I mean, nobody wants to pay more.
Competition brings prices down.
Right. Competition among sellers brings prices down, and competition among buyers, of course, brings prices up. I mean, when you have a monopoly, one seller, and buyers compete, then of course...
No. Monopoly is not when one person sells something. Monopoly is when one person produces something. So the example that I, the best example of monopsony that I've heard would be Amazon. And right now they're not actually a monopsony, but they're trying to become one to where they're not producing things, but they're trying to become the primary distributor of things.
Exactly. So that's a great example. You don't need necessarily to have the force. If you have Amazon, that's a great example. Amazon can squeeze the publishers and, in fact, hurt them in some ways because they speak with such a large collective voice that if you don't serve Amazon, you have less business. Same with Google driving traffic to your website and so forth and so on. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're saying. It's saying that for if the problem you're trying to solve is the price of health care, then, of course, the most efficient way to bring it down is to not have the buyers compete, but to have them be represented by a single buyer. It doesn't mean there can't be private insurance, but those small private niche insurances, let's say for mimes or whatever, can exist, but the doctors will more likely want to accept Medicare because there's so many customers that come with it.
No, there's actually a lot of doctors that are saying, I'm no longer accepting insurance because of all the burdensome regulations that come along with accepting insurance.
Greg, hold that thought. We'll continue the discussion here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He's arguing that having a single buyer is somehow beneficial in economics. I don't agree. It's Free Talk Live.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquid Chop. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Portable affordablesolarllc.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at portablesolarllc.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to portablesolarllc.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Sunday edition here. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, you need to know about the Libertarian Party free membership that Free Talk Live listeners get. I don't know if they're giving this away to anybody else. I think this may be the only organization that they're doing this with, unless you've heard anything else, Daryl.
They actually have a general free membership.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought that membership was $25 for
that's
for
if you want to be a sustaining member of the party.
Oh, all right. So lp.org/FTL. Apparently, it's not so special, but you can get it by, and get us credit, I guess, for them giving it to you by going to lp.org/FTL. It's the Libertarian Party, third largest political party in the United States, and if you want to have an influence over, you know, their policy in the future, this is probably the best way to do that. lp.org/FTL, you go and get that for free, and you get a free, I believe, issue of the LP newsletter when they put that out. lp.org/FTL as we go back to Greg in Brooklyn. Now, I was just pulling up the definition of a monopsony, Greg, and I don't know, you know, if everybody's on the same page here with what this thing means, because Daryl was saying that a monopsony is the single distributor of a product, but according to Wikipedia, a monopsony is a single buyer of a product, and that's what sounded like you had been saying, Greg, was that a monopsony is a single buyer, whereas a monopoly is a single seller. But, Daryl, you said a monopoly is a single producer
of a product. So you can be the single producer or have the, you know, overwhelming share of producing a product and not necessarily have the overwhelming share of selling said product.
Well, according to monopoly definition over at dictionary.com, the exclusive control of a commodity or service in a particular market, or a control that makes possible the manipulation of prices, the exclusive possession or control of something. So if you did, whether you're the producer or not, Daryl, if you managed to acquire all of the product, then that would also make you a monopoly.
You can be a monopsony without being a monopoly.
Well, again, the idea is a monopsony would be the single buyer of a product, whereas a monopoly would be the single possessor or distributor or producer of a product.
Controller, whoever's got control of of all of it has a monopoly on it. So that could come about by virtue of being the only producer of it, or it could come about by virtue of buying it all. But
so there seems to be something that I think, you know, maybe you're missing here, Greg. You were saying that having a single buyer, which you're arguing for single payer health care, having a single buyer of a product, in this case the product or service is health care, and the single buyer would be the government. You claim that means that the single buyer can negotiate better prices. But, Daryl, that's not what actually happens in the cases of these government-run healthcare systems.
Countries that do have government-run healthcare, what you wind up having is higher cost when somebody opts out of the government program, and that's not necessarily easy to do. And then you also have rationing of services. I've seen statistics of people that need, you know, simple surgeries in Canada having horribly long wait times, whereas in the U.S., where there's actually competition to some extent, certainly not a free market by any stretch of the imagination, but people in the U.S. wait, you know, just fractions of the time that people in, say, Canada do.
So there's a couple things here. Let me just quickly, very briefly touch on the Canada-U.S. thing. There's actually a nice Wikipedia article comparing the Canadian healthcare system and the U.S. healthcare system. If you go to that article, you'll see there's trade-offs either way. There's medical tours going to Canada to get things done for free. There are medical tours going to the U.S. to get things done faster. It turns out that if you take the absolute numbers overall, it's a wash. But if you look around the world, you'll see the U.S. is an extreme outlier in healthcare costs, whereas the outcomes are not better than other countries. And if we abolish the patent system, or at least we phased out patenting drugs and owning ideas, then good ideas could come from anywhere, which would demolish the argument that we're also doing the most research. Anybody could do the research if they could build on other people. So,
well, I would agree with you on that point of getting rid of the patent system. I fully agree with that. But it's the problem is all of the regulations that get in the way of healthcare. It restricts the amount of supply. So if you have, you know, ridiculous hoops that the government has put up with, in some cases, the agreement of things, you know, groups like the American Medical Association, that put up these barriers to entry into the marketplace, and that means there's a restricted amount of supply that's available, and so it's not a monopoly, but it is certainly an oligopoly. It is a group of people.
There are certain parts of the country to where there are regulations on how many doctors can be in an area. If a new hospital wants to be built, then there needs to be this thing called a certificate of need to where other hospitals get to decide whether or not a new hospital gets built. Well, we don't need another hospital here. We already have three of them.
So in the case that the example that you were giving us is, you gave us this example, Greg, of, well, if there's multiple buyers, they'll bid up a price. But that presumes that there's a limited supply, right? So if you're in an auction and there's only one of this antique that is available and there's multiple people that want to buy that antique, then yeah, the price is going to get bid up. But if it's a service that should be plentiful, like healthcare should be, it should be, you know, to where anybody who gets into the business, just like any business, should be able to get into it, then there would be plenty of supply, and supply could increase based on the demand in the marketplace. But we don't have that situation thanks to the government regulators. We have a limited supply.
First of all, I agree with you guys. You guys are right. First of all, you guys are right. And I am not for restricting the amount of producers or doctors or anything like that. In fact, many countries in Europe that do have single-payer systems have more doctors per capita than the U.S. More doctors, and they have a single-payer system. So the single-payer does not prevent more people from serving. It is the AMA. It's other unions. Yes, I agree with you. I just want to stress, I am for liberty. I just define liberty in a very practical sense. I say that people, if they don't have any options, they don't have liberty.
Well, if there's the liberty, then there should be the liberty to choose to enter into some sort of negotiating deal. Like your claim is that having this negotiator is a benefit. Well, then let people make the choice to join under that umbrella if they feel like they're benefiting from it. But to force everybody into this one-size-fits-all system, I think you're going to find that there are unintended consequences there.
Well, no, the only people being forced are the people that are paying taxes. And I agree with you that these people are being forced. But what I said the last time is that in any system, you're going to have people being forced. And it's just that in this system, you're forcing people without money to keep working dead-end jobs and being forced from their homes if they can't pay their rent. This is forced, too. It's just that
now you're going off into a completely different direction than what we were discussing. You know, generally when people talk about single payer, they're talking about mandating everybody get into this particular program. You're saying that's not what you're advocating? You're saying people should be persuaded to join?
I'm saying a very simple, unified vision. I'm saying that there should be wealth redistribution on a very minimal level. Get rid of regulation, many regulations. I agree. All I'm saying is there should be a safety net for healthcare. There should be basic education, basic levels of healthcare. And with every century, we expect a little more basic stuff, like running water, whatever. These things should be paid with single-payer systems and taxes. The rest should be completely free. I agree.
Why should somebody else pay my water bill?
Why should somebody else pay your water bill? Or why should anybody else save your life?
If somebody else was paying my water bill, I could just take an hour-long shower every day. That'd be sweet.
No, because it's not free still. You're just getting a small voucher for these things. You choose how to spend it, but it's not unlimited, right? So you're not getting an unlimited amount of water. You're simply getting enough to survive. Because that's
Now you're talking about rationing. Now you're talking about, now some bureaucrat will decide or some group of bureaucrats will decide.
You can purchase more water. You can purchase a TV. You can live you can go work and have the life of a king. But that's your choice. You don't have to. That's liberty. Not liberty is having to do that. You must work at McDonald's in order to make ends meet and provide for your family. I would argue
you want people to not have to work. You want people to be able to just live without ever having to actually put any effort into their life. That's freedom to you?
If that's what they want, that's liberty. If that's what they want. Many people are not okay with just a subsistence level of living in a shoebox.
But your problem is if somebody wants to subsist and there's other people who want to pay those people to subsist, then let them. But you are advocating a wealth redistribution program. You're acting like it'll be minor. But, the way government works is when you start a program, it always gets bigger than it was originally intended. Thanks for the call, Greg.
And it redistributes wealth to the middle-class bureaucrats who are paper pushers.
Well, that too. But either way, if you want to help somebody out, then help somebody out. Don't force everybody to subsidize ways of life that they don't agree with.
Good ideas don't require force.
855-450-FREE. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. The military staying in the streets in Mexico. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.